Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
She's an actress. You know her from Make It or Break It and 17 Again. She's a wife. She's one of the funniest people to follow on TikTok and Instagram. She's now a lawyer and a mama to two boys. Please welcome Josie Lauren Leinart to the podcast. Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for that introduction. I gotta record that and just like listen to it every time I need an ego boost. My goodness. Thank you.
All those accolades. You're a badass mom.
You are.
No doubt about it. Josie, we always love to start our podcast just by asking our mama guests, how are you? How's your heart? Because we think it's something we should all be checking in on each other. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. I have a fun day planned with my kiddos this afternoon, which I'm super looking forward to. So I'm excited about that. I have a lot going on at the moment. Like a lot of things are just changing. So that's brings me like a little bit of anxiety, which I'm trying to let go of. And all in all, just kind of like feeling grateful for opportunities and new adventures.
Isn't that the name of the game? It's like whenever life throws us newness of any kind, it's like we automatically go to anxiety.
Yeah. I know. It's so bad. It's something that I'm really trying to work on and get better about. But it's like the first feeling. You're like, oh, okay.
You're like, wait, how do I do this? Is it going to be okay? And it is going to be
exactly.
Okay.
How do I do this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, I'm so excited that you're doing this because I loved Make It or Break It. My sister was a competitive gymnast. And so we actually watched religiously. And then you popped up on my TikTok and I realized you're a lawyer now and a mom. And I was like, there's so much to discuss. So when did you make the switch from actress to attorney? And was being a mom kind of part of that decision?
So I met my husband in 2013. Yeah. And at the time I kind of always knew I wanted to go back to school. I just didn't know like what I wanted to do and like when the time was right to go back. So I met him in 2013, in May of 2013. And as things like developed, I was like, oh, this is it. Like, this is
the one.
This is my person. This is husband of my children. I mean, the father of my kids. And so I knew at the time, that I did not want, to start a family with somebody where I would have to leave for 6 months at a time. That was just like really important to me. And I have a stepson. So when I met my husband, my stepson was six. And I knew if I were to get a job, you know, in Canada or Atlanta or whatever, because things are shooting elsewhere more and more often. So I knew that if I did get a job somewhere, he wouldn't be able to follow me. Like, he was a father first and foremost. And I loved that about him. I would never ask him to do that, nor would he, but,
sure.
So yeah, I knew that I didn't want to start a family and have to separate it. So I was like, okay, then this is the time, this is it. And it happened so perfectly because that was 2013. I took the LSAT and I applied for law school and I got in.
Wow.
But then, I booked in July. So that happened all like in May of 2013 or 2014. I'm sorry. And then in July of that year, I booked the series regular on The Mentalist.
I remember.
And that. I thought, gosh, this is, and it was shooting in LA. I was like, gosh, this is such an incredible opportunity. Just a big network. One of the biggest TV stars at the time, Simon Baker. I was like, it's just too good of an opportunity to pass up. I can defer. So I deferred law school till the following year. And I did that last season of The Mentalist as a series regular. And it was just so perfect because I was on this show making really good money with really big name actors on a great network on CBS. And I could feel the tug in my heart that was like, no, I want something more. And I want something a little different. And so I felt like for me, it was kind of very divine. And I'm a person of faith. So I just felt like it was God being like, I gave you this like last gift, hurrah. And even at such a big, big opportunity on like, you know, one of the biggest platforms that you can do it on, like I still was like, yeah, I want to go back.
Yeah. Like so I could be done with this chapter.
Yeah. I can be done with this chapter and not, I'm not, and I never close on a chapter forever, you know. Obviously I'm not on TV and film, but bringing social media back into my life was very much kind of like bringing that world back into my life, obviously on a different stage. But still it like filled that creative void that, creeped in once I started, my legal career and stuff. So, you know, I kind of have a bit of a happy medium now, but that is such a long-winded answer to your
question. Love that. I was just so curious. I was like, what like happened here? I was just, yeah, no, I think that's
great. Love it. It's so relatable and it's hard to walk away from such a dream situation. But when you have that greater calling, it actually is such a gift because it helps you to close the door a little bit. And like you said, not forever, but you're so impressive. You're like a full-blown attorney now. And your husband travels on the weekends, especially during college football season. And I think that it's kind of this universal struggle for parents to find balance. So I'm curious, how do you guys divide and conquer? What does that look like for you?
People say, there's that saying of like, it's not 50-50, it's 100-100. And while I understand that, I think there's times, and right now is one of those times, where you have to be the one giving 150 because of the circumstances that your spouse is in. Marriage ebbs and flows all the time. So during the fall season, and now because my husband just had double hip replacements, you know,
he okay, by the way?
He's okay.
Okay.
Actually, today he was saying how much better, like yesterday I actually saw him walking, for the first time with no support, like no crutches, no cane, since mid-January. And I actually got emotional. I was like, oh my God. Aww. Mind you, he can't do that for too long. He still needs a cane. But like, yeah, it's been almost 2 months of him being out. Wow. Yeah. So he just can't, obviously, like his circumstances, like he can't help at bath time and he can't put our kids down because he can't carry them and he can't lay down in Kaysen's bed or he just can't physically, as much as he wants to. And obviously that's killing him. But there's times where circumstances demand more. And in the fall when he's traveling, that's one of those times. And I just know like, all right, this is my time where I do give more than 100%. And he can give that when he's here in town, but obviously he travels. He leaves usually Thursday early morning and is back really late Saturday, like at midnight, sometimes into Sunday, but usually late. and there is an understanding between us, like, okay, right now you're carrying more of the load. And then in his off season, he definitely tries, he absolutely balances that out. And if there's times where I'm out for whatever reason, I'm working a lot, I'm in the middle of a merger or whatever, I just need more me time. He's so willing to give that. So it's just like this ebb and flow. It's great when we're both giving 100%, but sometimes life just dictates differently.
Yeah, you're so right about that.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're both pregnant right now, both Hallie and I. I've been really—
No way! Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting. Congrats.
But I was really sick in the first trimester and I'm still like really nauseous. And so like bending over is so hard. So my husband has to do like the bath time bending over and like playing with her, because otherwise I'm like, I'm going to puke on our daughter. And so it's just, you have to figure it out and you have to do what you can with what your circumstances are at that moment. So very relatable. Your kids, you have two biological kids, you have a stepson. Will you let them play football, go into acting, like follow in any of the footsteps, or is that kind of off the table?
I think that we both, I don't think my kids are going to be actors, like not at all. Not that they're actually like super gregarious and like high energy and all of that, but I think that they are sports through and through. And for us, it's like, are you kidding? Whatever makes you happy and whatever like you're good at. I remember my stepson was, we were actually just talking about this with him last night. My husband actually, people don't know this. A lot of people don't know this, but he was a baseball player first and foremost. His first love is baseball. He was a pitcher his whole childhood. And the reason he didn't continue is because he completely tore his shoulder, had to get reconstructive surgery on his shoulder. I think he was a freshman in high school. And they said, you'll never throw a baseball again. So he had to quit baseball and was able to take up football. And because of the way you throw a football, it's more stress on your elbow than your arm. You're not like, you're just using your arm differently. And my stepson was a really good pitcher. He had a lot of talent, a lot of potential, but he just didn't love it. He loved football and he loved basketball. So that's what he plays. And for us, like, whatever our kids like, whatever they gravitate towards, I would love for them to not play a high impact sport. I'd love for them to play baseball.
Right.
Obviously.
Right. No tackling.
Oh my God. We're just going to let our kids kind of guide themselves and we'll help them along the way. I will say my husband always, what he does say about football is he wants the kids to play it, because he loves, it's such a team sport. It's such a team effort. So it's different than tennis or golf where it's just a solo sport. He always says he loves football for that specific reason, because there's so much that it teaches you about team and about working together and about like camaraderie and brotherhood. So he's like, I really want them to play it, whether it develops into anything, if they're any good, whatever. But he always says, I would love them to play it for that reason.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense. Yeah. And also with your gene pool, like between the two of you, these kids will have no shortage of talent, I'm sure. So they're going to do something spectacular and I can't wait to see. But like Katie and I said, we are both pregnant. This is our second pregnancy for both of us.
Where are you guys? So she's in her second trimester and you are?
I'm about to hit my third. I'm like a few days away.
Okay.
Yes. So it's really approaching quickly. And the anxiety about going from one baby to two is pretty high. It's that whole change thing we were talking about. You know, you get used to one thing, life throws in these blessings, but it does come with anxiety. So what tips can you give us?
I love that question because I love that question because I feel like I did it so wrong. If I could go back and do it again differently, I would. My kids are 16 months apart. So I was 9 months pregnant. I mean, Okay.
They're going to be about 15 months apart.
Yeah.
Your first is a girl and your second is a girl. Or a boy. So my kids were 16 months apart and I can't begin to describe like the guilt that I had bringing home my second. It was just overwhelming. Like I just felt like the worst mom. It was awful. It was awful. And I couldn't, and I felt like I couldn't obviously be with my first the way that I wanted to be. And because my mind was always elsewhere, then I wasn't giving the baby the attention and the love that like he deserved that the first one got, you know? I just felt completely split in two. And like, if I could go back and just, that's emotional.
It makes me want to cry because I already feel that way. I already felt like so my first pregnancy was actually an IVF pregnancy because we had some hard times. And this one was like a total surprise. And I found out I was pregnant when she was like 5 months old. And I was so excited because everything we had gone through, but then I cried because I was like, am I a bad mom? Like, how can I do this to her? This is like the most precious time. So not to interrupt you, but I saw you getting emotional and I feel the exact same way.
I feel like so many moms pregnant with their second, especially when it's very, very close in age, struggle with the same thing. And I just don't think it's talked about enough. If I could go back and give myself grace, I would do it in a heartbeat and like understand that. I mean, the same thing that I was saying about like marriage, like things are going to ebb and flow. There are times where one child is going to need more of your attention than the other for whatever reason. And I knew, even though in my head, I knew like this is going to be the greatest thing for the both of them, like having each other so close in age, my heart was just aching. And now seeing where they are now, you know, 16 months apart, the best of friends, obviously they fight. And we have those struggles too, but they love each other and they are built in best friends. And I'm just like, are you kidding? Like, how was I ever nervous about this? Like, this was the greatest gift that like I could give them. And even in the time I knew that in my head, I wish I could go back and like live it the way that I knew it.
I find that advice very helpful. Same. To remember. Yeah.
I already feel that my kids will be exactly 2 years apart. And even during this pregnancy, I haven't had the same energy that I had during my first pregnancy. So even little things like journaling about the experience of being pregnant with this second daughter, like I did with my first, I haven't had that energy. And I'm already putting that blame and shame on myself of I'm already not a good enough, as good of a mom to this one as that. So it's so helpful to hear that. And thank you for being so honest, because I think that most moms feel that way. And you're right. Just don't talk about it enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Having all boys, I'm curious for you guys, like what is the most important thing that you want to instill in them value wise? And do you guys talk about that?
I didn't realize, like, I mean, I didn't think about it before having kids. And honestly, not only the desire, but like, the way that this has taken center stage in my mind has kind of really taken me by surprise, because I am so, so conscious and making an effort constantly to instill good values in them. For me, it's been really important to teach them how to be gentlemen, the way that they treat girls, me as their mom. I know their dad makes such a point of that as well. For example, and this is silly, their dad taught them dude. And, you know, they have like that bro and bro, which I hate. Like, I'm like, but it's like a boy thing. Like they're boy, the banter. Way that they yeah. speak male, yeah. like that's their thing. And, but we both taught them that's for daddy. And, you know, that's for you, each other. Like that's for your brother. That is not for mommy. Like we do not say that to mommy. We do not say that to Mimi. We do not say that to adults or to girls, especially ever. So even something as like silly as the way that they address somebody, we really just harp on being gentlemen. And even like they'll, we go to the grocery store and when we come home, they're little, so they can't help as much if things are heavy. But like my husband will go and give them a bag that's really light or just taking in the toilet paper or the paper towel, like things like that, because you have to, you know, you have to be a gentleman, you have to help, you have to, you know, help mommy. And that's our job as like men, you know what I mean? So we're pretty, I didn't realize like how old fashioned I was going to be in that regard. But we are definitely raising them to be gentlemen.
You and Matt have this super talent for shining a light on the humor of parenthood in on social media. And when I see your posts, I always think, okay, so it's like not just me going through this. It kind of gives your followers permission to laugh at whatever season of parenthood they're in.
Yeah.
And what has the experience been like for you building this community of mamas online with your husband?
The truth is that I'm a novice when it comes to social media. I really started focusing on social media like last year. We're like, hey, let's give this a go. Let's, let's explore this, see where it takes us. And I was just thinking about that this last week, how my favorite thing about it, hands down, has been the community that we've created and are creating online. It's so much fun. Like I love interacting with people online. I love My favorite thing is, yes, I love to put the humor aspect of it, but I try to sprinkle in like the vulnerability and like the human side of it. And I love when it resonates with people. A lot of people are like, I know you won't see this, but I really try to check all of my messages because that's my favorite part. If I can help someone in some way, maybe just like laugh or sprinkle some advice that actually helps. Like that's the best part of like this whole thing.
Yeah. Your potty training video made me laugh really hard.
I'm like, yeah. What video was that?
You had a few. You had the press conference one. And then the one where it was like my husband swooped in and said we potty trained.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's the one.
I was like, been there. I love the we did this. I was like, did we? I'm pretty sure I did it.
Right. It's like when
I
you
will
give
say
birth.
That's the one thing where he's just like, you do you, boo.
Was there one magic secret to potty training?
What's funny is that I remember when I first had my second, like I totally disregarded the fact like, oh, these kids are different. I was just like, boys, same mom and dad, like we're good. Like it's the same experience I have with Kaysen, I'm going to have with Cannon. And I couldn't be farther from the truth. They're totally different. And so the way that I had to go about it was totally different. And the way that the boys felt about it initially was totally different. So Cannon had like a serious aversion to it. That if you even mentioned potty training, he would just lose his mind. And was super, super against it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to be a little bit extravagant here, which I didn't have to be with the first one. The first one, I just planned like fun activities for him and I to do at home. And he just loved spending one-on-one time with mommy at home and like doing these fun activities. With Cannon, I had to change it up. So that's where I went out and I got a treasure chest. I got it on Amazon and it was amazing. And I had to gift wrap a bunch of like little things that I put in there and we called them his treasures. And like I hyped up this treasure chest and the treasure inside the treasure chest so much that that is what got him wow. to the potty and like really incentivized him. But I didn't have to do that with the first one. So it was just, I think my advice would be like, know your kid. I mean, every mommy knows their kid. Yeah. So tailor the potty experience to that kid.
And maybe a treasure hunt.
And I even wrapped things that I had in my house, like stickers that they never used, just rewrapped, put it in, or little tchotchkes that, you know, they hadn't seen in a while, rewrapped, put it in, and it worked like a charm.
That's love. A good tip. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I love
Are
that.
You kidding? They just like to open things.
Yes. Yeah. It's the unwrapping that is the gift.
Make it or break.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Like, it was on at the same time, basically, as Pretty Little Liars. And I feel like both shows were so big. Did you feel like ABC Family was really having a moment at that time, or did it ever feel competitive between these shows?
I never felt like the competition of it. I kind of always felt like we were like the stepchild, you know, like
really?
we were just kind of like always the underdog. I remember being, this was so funny. I think we were at some kind of like MTV video awards or like some kind of award show. And I went with my cousin and she was sitting with me. And right at the beginning of the show, when the host was doing his monologue, he asked somebody like what TV show they're here for, who they'd really like to see win today. And she said, Make It or Break It. And the audience was kind of like silent. Like, well, I didn't expect that. And we were all so excited. But yeah, I always kind of felt like we were the ABC Family underdog, and it was kind of fun for us. And it very much went with the theme of our show, like athletes and competing. But it never felt like it was a competition.
Right.
We were just, you know, stayed in our own lane and did our own thing, because they were very different shows.
Totally.
You know, very, very different shows, which really helped. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, especially the stunt doubles are some of my best friends still. Like, one of my stunt doubles on the show, like, she's the godson of my son.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I became closest to a lot of the stunt doubles.
Yeah. Well, because you're working for them every day.
Literally every day.
Yeah.
Every day. So that was just such a different experience than any show I've ever been on, because you work so closely with these girls and you got to see them do the craziest things. It was awesome.
Yeah.
That part was so cool.
Oh, I'm so glad it was a good experience. That makes me happy.
Sure. Josie, one thing that I think you and I have in common is that I know my mom is my true north, and every day I'm just trying to be a little bit more like her. And you seem to have this really sweet relationship with your mom.
Yeah.
So how has she inspired you in your own motherhood mm-hmm. journey?
That's so funny, because she's here right now. I think one of the craziest and most beautiful things about motherhood is that it really shines a light on your own mother. You know, you just don't realize, you have no idea as a kid, the sacrifice that your mother made for you. Like, you just don't, you don't see that. You don't recognize that. And to see it now, to recognize it now as a mother, it gives me, you know, they say that motherhood a lot of the times is, it's just, it could be very thankless. There will come a time, like it's come for me, like I'm sure it's come for you, where your kids are going to recognize everything that you did. And it's also, you know, 100,000% worth it. So that's one of the things that has been like really eye-opening for me. I just had this new, I always loved my mother. Obviously, I have an incredible relationship with my mother. I'm so lucky, but I have such a newfound deep gratitude for her that I didn't have before having kids. And there are so many times where I think like, God, I'm so tired. And do I really need to do X, Y, and Z? Like, is it so necessary? I look back at my childhood and I'm like, yeah, it is. Like, it's 1,000% necessary. Like, is it necessary? No, but are the kids going to be better for it? Are they going to love it? Are they going to have the best time? Like, are they going to grow from it? Like, all of those things I think about. And the answer is always yes, because I did. Aww. I had the best. It just,
you're doing it.
You are.
Just know you're doing it.
Doing the most. We have one last question for you, because I know we've taken up so much of your time, but we always
this is fun. This is like my favorite topic to talk about. Are you kidding? Like, oh my God, let's talk about motherhood and kids. I'm like, I can talk about this all
day. We love it too. Well, we like to say that motherhood is a sisterhood. So what would you say to all the moms out there who might need a little bit of encouragement today?
One of the things that I'm working through, because I love to give advice from a place where I can say like, hey, I'm struggling with this too. Like, I am nobody to be giving anybody these like grand tips. Like, I'm some kind of motherhood master, because nobody is, and we're just doing our best. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I've struggled with in the past and am really trying to like get better at is that anxiety about the future. I feel like as moms, gosh, our minds are constantly racing with 100,000 things that could go wrong. And always racing with negative. And I realized that it's really taking me out of the present moment. Like, I'm not able to fully enjoy my kids or my husband or the, you know, the little in-between moments that we're gifted with throughout the day, because my mind is elsewhere thinking about things that haven't happened.
Right.
Or things that I have no control of.
I feel that.
So, yeah. I think for me, my family always talks about enjoying the little moments. Like, sure, life is made up of big moments, but it's really more about the little ones. And if my mind is elsewhere, I'm missing it.
Yeah.
So I'm really just, I think the encouragement would be we hear it all the time, like the present is a gift, but to really like embody that. And when you really truly believe like the present is a gift, there's just a different way that you live your life. There's a different appreciation you have for the little moments. So yeah, I think the encouragement would be whatever it is for you. For me, it's my faith, letting go of that, the anxieties, trusting that that'll be taken care of, or you'll cross that bridge when you get there, and enjoying what you have right now.
Amen. That was so well said. Yes. Yes. All the yeses.
Yes. Yes. Like, subscribe, love all of that.
You are amazing. Thank you so much for lending us your time and all your wisdom and your advice. And we're so excited to continue like following your life on social media. I'm so happy for you.
I can't wait to see you guys have your babies.